Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I would say, and I'm just estimating now, but as you know, for a lot of times on the morning show, you can't avoid it. You got to cover it. It's, you know, all COVID all the time. But I think one of the, you know, jobs which I think people are coming to appreciate and say, whoa, wait a minute, is the commissioner of public health. And so there is a new one who was appointed just a couple days ago, Manisha Juthani. And she is at Yale. She specializes in infectious diseases. And she's heading the Department of Public Health, which is increasingly becoming more and more, it seems, important. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Hey, I didn't know your parents are both doctors, are they not?
Yes, that's correct. They both were trained as physicians in India before they came to the United States in 1970.
Did they pressure you to get into this particular profession?
Not at all. You know, I would say that as a young child, I definitely saw them as role models. And certainly in the Indian culture, I think education is strongly recommended, you know, and advised as a path forward and a way to make your way, as particularly in a new country.
Yeah.
So certainly they encouraged education. And I wouldn't say that they pressured. I'm sure that
example.
They encouraged in their subtle ways, but
yeah.
That's where I got my start.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody in my family is in medicine with the exception of me, and I'm on the radio. Look what happened there. Now, the thing is, when we say it's the Department of Public Health, you have a lot of responsibilities in this. It's not just, okay, here's the latest on COVID or whether you should wear a mask or get vaccinated, so on and so forth. You've got disability services. You got children and families. Isn't that yours?
Well, there is an entire department of children and families. So, but I look forward to working together with that department on the areas where we overlap.
Okay. And there is a lot of that. Office for Early Childhood, just to give you an example of what we have here. Office of Health Strategy. Well, I think you'd play a major part in that. Department of Mental Health, Addiction Services. Man, that's a full plate. And I know you're working with them, but nevertheless, there's quite a bit of effort being spent on public health.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. Now, first of all, you know, the Department of Public Health, as you mentioned, has many different areas that it covers, including things like chronic diseases, drinking water, things that are outside of the realm of infectious diseases. But one of the roles that senior advisor, Dr. Dietrich Gifford, who's moving up into that role from, you know, managing both of these departments, Department of Public Health and Department of Social Services, is that she's going to be helping coordinate all those departments that you just mentioned, which are not necessarily under Department of Public Health, but to be able to have all of us work together.
Because the resources are there. I mean, the fact is you just have to coordinate them and figure out who does what for whom. So there you go. So, like, would there be a number you could call that would refer you to one of these services?
Well, I believe that each of the websites for each of these different departments have contact information of places that you can get in touch with the relevant exact person that you're looking for, the right department.
Oh, you can always call 211 because they'll refer you to whomever it may be. So let's talk about where we are at this very moment in time. The governor right now is trying to decide whether or not, and as you know, Hartford County and New Haven County, they're both high areas, according to the CDC, as far as rates of infection. So do you work with the governor? You know, what's the policy going to be? Do you put on a mask? Is it a, what do you suggest that people do?
Yeah, so, you know, to your point, there's actually three counties.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's including New London County also.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And you know, I'm officially taking over the job on September 20th.
Okay.
But in the meantime, because I am, you know, wrapping up my responsibilities at Yale at the same time, because I have one full-time job that I'm handing over and I'm going to be taking over this one. But in the meantime, you know, I am definitely in close contact with Dr. Gifford and with the entire administration around these issues. But what I can tell you is that yesterday Dr. Gifford released a statement that, you know, helps give people guidance on what to do, particularly if you are in areas of high transmission. And the recommendation based on the CDC, based on areas of high transmission, which include those three counties,
right,
is that if you are indoors, even if you're vaccinated, the recommendation is to mask. And this makes sense to me based on what we're seeing happening mm-hmm. in high transmission areas throughout the country.
If it, there are certain pieces, and I think a lot of people get mixed messages. And the CDC is certainly not, you can't avoid putting part of it on them. They say, okay, you don't need to wear a mask. Oh, wait, you do need to wear a mask. Oh, get the vaccine. Oh, wait, the vaccine may not be effective against some of these. It's really a challenge. And I think part of it is that this COVID thing is kind of new, is it not?
I think that's a very accurate statement in some ways. I'll give you my opinion on a few of the things. So the first I would say is that you're absolutely right. COVID is a new disease, a new virus, and the reason that we have gotten changed messages over time is because the virus is changing.
Right, right.
And so when the virus changes, the science changes, and then the guidance has to change. The one thing that's been consistent, though, is that the vaccine is working so far. Is there going to be a point in time when we need a different vaccine? That is very possible because we know that this virus is mutating and changing. But as of now, the virus still is susceptible to the vaccines we have. It is our number one way out of this pandemic. Masking is a mitigation strategy. It's a strategy to help protect people, whether you are unvaccinated so mm-hmm. far or if you are vaccinated. You know, what we're seeing with this Delta variant is that it is very, very catchy. People who have been vaccinated, some of them, although very rare, okay, very, very rare, probably in the, you know, for people who are in the community, less than 1%.
Okay.
For people who are getting hospitalized, out of hospitalized people, it's probably about 3%
right.
of people who are vaccinated. So can you get it? Yes, you can. What are we worried about with the Delta virus, though, is that there are the possibilities that because the amount of virus in your airways may be higher with this variant,
mm-hmm.
it is possible to transmit to somebody else. That's the reason for telling people to mask even if you are vaccinated indoors. My big feeling on this, though, is that if you do that and you're vaccinated, your chance of getting the virus is so diminishingly small, and you can go about your life, go where you want, do what you want to do.
Okay.
The mask actually helps us return life to normal.
All right. Hey, just a larger question, since this is your area of expertise, and that, of course, is infectious diseases. As you know, as you just mentioned a while ago, you've got the Delta variant. Apparently, there's a Lambda variant out there. There's a Brazilian variant, all that stuff. There's an English variant. Is this true of all viruses? In other words, if you talk about SARS or whenever it may be, do they mutate as rapidly as this seems to?
So when we had SARS, you know, that kind of died out.
Yeah.
And it sort of just hit a dead end. And one of the reasons we think that is because that virus was not able to transmit when people were asymptomatic the way that SARS-CoV-2 causing COVID is able to. And so, you know, we've always known that there was a potential for a pandemic of this proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, here it is now. And, you know, this virus is smart. It knows how to get from one person to the next when you don't have symptoms, particularly in the unvaccinated, which is why vaccines are so important.
Okay. By the way, do you teach classes?
Yeah. So, you know, I've done a range of things over my career at Yale. I teach mostly graduate medical education, so that means interns, residents, people right. that are, you know, higher up in their training. But I have taught some lectures to medical students as well. I haven't done anything on the undergraduate campus.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard. Good to have you here. I think one of the first decisions you're going to, or the governor will ask you, if he hasn't already, is what about kids going back to school?
Yeah, it's a tough question.
I know. I'll let you work on it.
Yeah, exactly. I know the governor is debating a lot of issues that come to this, and the team that's there right now is working on it very strongly, thinking about the school year. That will start before I actually officially take the job, but I look forward to participating in these discussions.
He'll make a phone call. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're starting early. Hey, thank you very much for being on. Good luck to you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, doctor. See ya. Well, that was fun. Okay. Sounds good. She speaks, you know, that we can understand. I guess that's what I'm saying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.